Dalton taking a shot to the end zone. It is caught. Adam Thielen. Magnificent pass from Dalton.
Hour two, Jones and Keefe here on a Patriots Monday. Hunter Henry, Christian Gonzalez scheduled to join the show. We'll get to what happened. Week two. Check that. Week three. Sorry.
Week three. A lot happened.
Lost two for the Patriots. Week three of the NFL season. That comes your way 15 minutes from now. Mark it down. We will also get into week in review at 12:45. So stay tuned for that. Here on a Monday on WEEI, we'll get back into your phone calls, 617-779-7937. Andy Dalton, great yesterday. What does that have to do with the Patriots? We'll explain coming up. But a few texts here, 37937. This is good. Guys, you should put $300 on Zach Moss. This is for the Bozo touchdown parlay. We have a fifth leg of the first four touchdowns hit.
Wait a minute.
In our touchdown parlay.
Yeah, go ahead.
They say cash out, put $300 on Zach Moss, and that way you're winning something either way. You've already won, you've cashed out.
Yeah, but then if he doesn't score, now you're down to like $200.
Yeah, but if he scores.
But if you cash out, you just get $550. But if he scores, he's a minus guy.
Okay, so you don't like that?
I actually don't like that.
Okay.
I understand the premise and the idea of hedging, but I don't think that's really going to be worth your buck.
I guess that's true. You don't want to cash out and hedge. You want to just
if you put
hedge.
$300 on Zach Moss, you win $540.
Yeah, but that includes like your $300.
But you shouldn't cash out.
You don't really win that. You win like $270.
No, the point is, that person has it wrong. You shouldn't cash out. You let it ride, but then you hedge with a separate bet. Now we're hedging. Now we're gambling.
No, you're not.
Yeah, you
are. Just lose everything.
No, that's not true.
That's not how it works. If you let it ride and then also bet on Moss and then he doesn't score, now you've just lost $400.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, what am I talking about? Can you bet no touchdown?
No. See, no. This is what if the last one remaining.
Yeah, you're right. That's not gambling at all.
That's a horrible idea.
Yeah, how do you hedge
you're
that?
Just losing money.
You can't hedge a touchdown parlay, I don't think.
No, not really. The only way to maybe do it would be if he was plus 270 like Thielen was.
Yeah.
And then you cash out, then you sprinkle a little bit, maybe a few hams on that. A
couple of hams.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I don't think you can hedge this.
Just
actually.
Let it ride or don't. But you're getting, it's not like, oh, you get your money back. You get $550 or you get $1,200. Obviously, everybody would rather have $1,200, but are you going to really put your stock in Zach Moss and Adam Jones, who made that pick?
Well, that really is the issue. It's me and Zach Moss.
Yes.
That's really
what
the issue.
What a combo.
Somebody texted. They said they already cashed out. They said they cashed out $500 in the account. My wife already said, give me that money.
You should have let it ride then.
Yeah, that's when you let ride.
Yeah, you let that one
ride.
That's
true. Good point.
All right.
How do you hedge a touchdown parlay? I'm not sure you can. Actually,
it's
good point.
Pretty tough, especially when it's like a minus 125 situation.
Yeah.
You can't really do it. Otherwise, you might be out a lot of hams.
Cash out, Keith says. Yep. Cash out.
Cash out.
We'll get to your phone calls here in a moment. I just want to get to the Andy Dalton stat.
Yes.
Andy Dalton yesterday. First quarterback in the NFL, 300 yards and three touchdowns.
Which is crazy. But
3 weeks in, he's the first quarterback to do
well. Well, numbers have been
cover
down.
Cover two ruined the NFL, according
cover
to Mel
two,
Kiper.
Cover two, Mel Kiper.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Geno had 320 yards passing. We didn't have the three touchdowns.
Nope.
He had, what, two? And so, the overall passing numbers have been down. We're talking about the passing touchdowns. Now, Jacoby Brissett has helped really anchor that down. Like, he is sinking that like a stone.
True.
But yeah, even across the league, some of those guys we were looking at. Remember, Aaron Rodgers hadn't thrown for 200 prior to the Patriots game.
Yeah, that turned
Mahomes,
on a dime.
A lot of these guys. Yeah, it's turning. I think eventually we're going to see passing touchdowns. But yeah, Andy Dalton, first start of the year, and becomes the first quarterback to hit those numbers.
Ready for this, Boston Sports Nymph?
Okay, what do you got?
Good tweet.
I'm listening.
Andy Dalton yesterday, 309 yards.
Whew.
Patriots passing the entire season, 3 weeks.
Yeah,
306.
Come on. Dalton threw more passing yards yesterday
than the Patriots have in 3 weeks. Correct. Yes.
Not just Brissett.
Is that?
Might just be Brissett.
He says Patriots entire season, but that might be Brissett.
He might be right.
But that's a good point.
Doesn't really matter. Well, Brissett's been the starter for three games.
It would ruin the stat, though.
Andy Dalton has more passing yards in one game. Yeah, but the Panthers must be loaded, Jones. They must have a good O line. They must be good to go. Even Adam Thielen. Like, Adam Thielen's washed.
Yeah, not great.
I'll give you Deontay Johnson. I think he's good. I wanted the Patriots in on Deontay Johnson, so I think he's good. He had a good game.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, Adam Thielen, he didn't look great last year.
No. So, what's the takeaway from the Panthers? We were wondering, is Bryce Young a cautionary tale? Are you worried about it? Or does Bryce Young just suck? I think it turns out Bryce Young just sucks.
Bryce Young sucks.
That's proof of it.
Yes.
Proof is in the pudding.
Case closed.
If Bryce Young didn't suck, the Panthers have plenty on that team.
Yep.
You know, Thielen's not great, and now he's hurt. But Deontay Johnson, good player. They went out and spent on the offensive line. And I'm not telling you they're a playoff team or a good team or anything like that, but they're not a completely broken offense if you just put in...
No, they lit it up.
Washed up Andy Dalton back there. And so that, to me, is not an example of Carolina ruining a young quarterback and destroying a young quarterback. That's an example of he's a kid who could never play, and they probably just drafted the wrong guy. That's what I think.
I agree. I think a lot of people wanted to take the Bryce Young situation and spin it as a, this is
you
why you
can't
don't
play Drake May.
But I think you're focusing on the wrong guy. Andy Dalton has become sort of a laughingstock because he loses in the playoffs and he loses in primetime. But the fact is he was losing in the playoffs. He was taking the Bengals to the playoffs. But the most important nugget about Andy Dalton isn't what he did yesterday. Andy Dalton is another rookie who played right away.
Ooh, good point.
For a bad team. He came in, they won four games the year before. Andy Dalton shows up, they win nine games his rookie year. He starts every game. Throws more touchdowns than picks. He and A.J. Green. So A.J. Green was the high draft pick, and then Dalton was the high second-round draft pick. But he started immediately. They started the better guy. They weren't afraid. Do you think the Bengals' O-line was great then? I don't think it's ever been good.
God, no.
And they threw Dalton into the wolves, into the fire. He won five more games and helped turn that team around. And, you know, if you compare the Bengals to the Patriots, there is no comparison. But just from 2011 on, there were some successful seasons there where they were constantly in the playoffs. And Andy Dalton started right away. He didn't sit and wait and all that other stuff. So I think really yesterday is more Andy Dalton's better than people give him credit for, has been his whole career. Bryce Young just sucks. He is a bust. He's a little guy.
This is what it seems.
Has no elite skill. And has gotten eaten up in the NFL, and they made the right call, too, by benching him. I thought they should have just kept playing him, but my guess is inside the locker room, they know he ain't the answer, meaning both coaches and players, maybe more importantly. And so they want to try to salvage the season in any way possible and at least play competitive games, and they did that.
And to me, this is an example of, well, what's Drake May going to do if he gets in there? Drake May. Well, I don't know. Maybe it does a similar thing to what Carolina did. They sat the wrong guy down who was doing nothing with a broken offense. And it's the veteran and rookie are backwards in this one, but Brissett looks like Bryce Young out there.
Yeah.
The offense doesn't move. They don't make plays. So sit down the guy who doesn't make plays and kills the team offensively and play the guy who can move the ball a little bit. And maybe you have a Carolina-esque turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
617-779-7937. What lessons are there in Carolina and their quarterback switch? The only one in the NFL so far. Hopefully the Patriots are next. Mark is in Medford. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, real quick, before I get to my actual comment, I just want to say cash out the $550 because I got Zach Moss on my fantasy team, and he hasn't done a freaking thing for me yet.
There you go. So, yeah. Good call.
He scored week one.
Good call.
Anyway, call me a conspiracy theorist for the NFL, but I'm convinced now that the league does not want Patrick Mahomes to lose a game. This is 2 weeks in a row now.
So last night, is he talking about they didn't call the flag in the end zone on Kyle Pitts? Is that what he's talking about? Because then the Chiefs came out. And it was three straight penalties on the whole Falcons drive, marching down the field before they stuffed Bijan Robinson on fourth down.
Yeah.
Was penalty after penalty after penalty on the Chiefs. So I don't know. That last night I watched that when the Pitts play happened in the end zone. I was like, oh God, here we go again with the Chiefs. I feel like they got a couple of bang-bang calls against them defensively on that final drive. Am I missing something else he's referencing? I don't know what else he's referencing.
I'll be honest. And it's no shot at Mark because people can care about what they want to care about. I don't give a crap about like the refs and Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. You hear it after every game or every like controversial call. Oh, they're in the bag for him. I don't care. Like just you're going to have to beat Patrick Mahomes. He's very good. You know, Brady got some breaks along the way, too. Like, the whole ref angle with Kansas City doesn't interest me at all.
I didn't like how they beat Cincinnati the week before. I'm not a big focus on the refs guy, but even that one, I was like, why do they win games like this all the time? It's just frustrating. I don't think the Chiefs have the league in their pocket or anything like that, or the refs are getting, like, buzzed down.
Yeah.
I don't believe in any of that, but it was just like, oh, man, this was a good game, and it stinks it was settled that way. I didn't feel that way last night. Personally, I didn't.
Mm.
Brendan is in Chicopee. Go ahead, Brendan.
Hey, guys. Let's say we're the worst team or one of the worst teams. We have a top five pick.
Okay.
And they continue to not play Drake. So are they not going to take a quarterback next year? Because you don't even know what Drake is. And if you don't play him, you don't know what he is. So are they going to whiff on it, like not take a quarterback next year if that's presented to him?
Well, it's part of the conundrum. If you don't know what you have in the quarterback, then how do you approach?
But no, they shouldn't.
Next year?
They shouldn't.
Shouldn't what?
Take a quarterback next year.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, like, they took one this year. It's a matter of when we'll see them. But
well, right.
They took one.
But, and I mean, in the case of Josh Rosen and Kyler Murray, the Cardinals, they did make the right call. But they
saw
got to
Rosen.
See Josh
we
Rosen.
Saw a lot of Rosen and no, realized that he wasn't it.
If you don't get to see him, that's fair.
Yeah,
but
right,
if you
right,
see
right,
a man
right.
look right,
yeah, okay.
You know, let's see. But I liked what I saw. If we're being honest, I like what I saw
sure.
on Thursday night with Drake May. It was a rough go, though, for the Patriots, to say the least. And it is a Patriots Monday here on WEEI. We're joined right now by cornerback Christian Gonzalez here again on a Patriots Monday. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Christian Gonzalez, how are we doing this week?
I'm good. How are y'all?
We're doing well. No easy way to put it. Thursday night was a rough go, a difficult showing. You guys are back in the building. Do you feel like you now have watched your way through that? You're able to put that loss behind you. How do you feel after that game on Thursday night?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, we went out there, we got beat, but I mean, we put it behind us. We're ready to move forward for the 49ers.
You know, week to week in the league is just one great receiver after the next. And whether it's Jamar Chase, DK Metcalf, Garrett Wilson, I know there's some injuries with San Francisco, but still, like, on down the line, how easy is it to get motivated week in and week out to take on one of those guys?
Yeah, I mean, you know, as a corner, you want to go up against the best. You know, just being able to go up against the best is only makes you better, and I'm always up for the challenge. And it's fun to go out there. I love going up against, you know, the league's best, so it's a fun matchup.
You know, and I know you have to do whatever the defense is called, but would you prefer just to man-to-man, one-on-one, no help, just follow the guy all around the field and play that way?
Yeah, I mean, there's times like that, but then, you know, it's a team game, so no matter what, I rely up on the front and they rely on me. So either way, whatever is called.
Entering the weekend, and these numbers can adjust. I haven't checked the updated numbers this morning, but entering the weekend, according to Pro Football Focus, you were rated 114 out of 143 corners in coverage this year. Any thoughts on those numbers and the advanced analytics in general?
No, not really. Pay attention to that.
What do you think that paints?
I'll speak for you. Those numbers are garbage.
Okay, but do you think that
we're watching the games? It's not just because you're our guest. Those numbers are trash.
Do you think that paints an accurate picture of how you're playing?
I mean, people watch the games and see what happens. I mean, they don't really got to pay attention to the numbers.
Is that do those things ever even come up? Like, is that something inside the locker room, whether it be player to player or coaches mention that? Is that something that is on any of your guys' radar?
No, we don't. But we keep everything in house. Whatever, you know, all that matters is what's said inside the locker room. What's what we do here. So I mean, we don't really let any of the outside noise or any of that, you know, kind of speak to us.
What's the internal feedback you get on your play thus far this year? Looking at a lot of the individual numbers when you're matched up on Chase, we know the long touchdown was on more of a broken play to DK Metcalf, matched up individually last week even on Garrett Wilson. The individual numbers are pretty good. What's the internal feedback you're getting on your level of play?
I mean, there's still plays I've left out there and I know I want to make. I mean, it's good seeing it early in the year and just scouting on myself what I need to fix and things like that.
When you guys aren't playing on a Sunday like yesterday, are you watching the rest of the league? Are you watching Red Zone like a lot of us, or are you just getting away from it all?
I mean, I think I watched a little bit of the Cowboys game, but that wasn't a good game. More so getting away from it, more just chilling, relaxing, playing the game, kind of getting away from it, like using like a little mini bye week.
Playing what? When you say playing the game, what are you playing?
College football.
More
game,
college football. You're back to that.
Yeah.
NCAA. Yeah. Nice. I'm always playing that.
Nice.
What are you doing? You're doing Dynasty Ultimate Team. What are you doing?
Nah, I usually just play my friends.
Got it.
Nice.
Dynasty. That's too much work. I'm not trying to go recruit and do all that.
Yeah. Paying out all that NIL money, too, is something you got to get doing in that game. Okay, so you're playing a little NCAA football. As you look ahead to the 49ers, I know Rich asked you a little bit about the matchup. What jumps out with San Francisco?
I mean, they're a complete team. I mean, they go out there and, you know, they're physical. They got a, you know, a good offense, a good defense. And then even at the end of the day, it's an away game. So, you know, we got to bring our energy and just go out there and start fast.
And it seems like they've got a ton of injuries going on, and yet they have guys that are jumping up like Juwan Jennings, who I don't think anybody would have thought was their best receiver. And maybe he isn't, but he had three touchdowns and looks like a true number one. So it seems like regardless of who San Francisco has available to them, they got a pretty high-powered offense.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's the NFL. Everybody's just up on this level for a reason. So it's like that on every team. When people go down, you know, it's the next man up, and it's expected to do the same thing.
What'd you, and I know you guys have things going on the sideline at the end of the game. What'd you think, if anything, of Drake May and his performance at the end of the game on Thursday?
I mean, it was good for him to get out there. I'm not a QB coach at any level, so I mean, I can't really grade his performance. But I mean, it was good to see him get action, get in there and take a couple hits. So I mean, it's good for him to get out there.
Okay. Well, we'll maybe be seeing him at some point in short order this season. You guys will be back out there on Sunday against the San Francisco 49ers. He's Christian Gonzalez of the New England Patriots here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI. Christian, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Yeah, appreciate it.